Hey everybody, welcome to our weekly energetic check-in beginning for October 11th. So I have some good news for us all. Yay, we could use some good news. So we have been, you guys know, this has been a bumpy ride, and not just for the month of October. We really started a cycle back in December. Which probably nobody's really remembering right now. It's just because we've had a lot of the same kind of funky, heavy energy coming through. So back in December, we actually started a new cycle. We had six planets go into retrograde at that point. And of course, when planets go into retrograde, it kind of slows everything down, especially for the signs in those planets. And of course, you guys are familiar. Everybody always talks about Mercury being in retrograde, which we currently have right now, which goes direct on the 18th of October. So next, we have another week. But all the other planets do their time in the retrograde as well. And so having six planets all at the same time being in retrograde really kind of causes a stagnation or a lull on the planet. And so if you kind of looked at the way things have been going since December, I know it's hard to look all the way back there, but things have really kind of been stagnant and stuck. But there's also been a lot of work that we've been doing, a lot of work that we've been forced to do. So if we look at the, so we've already had Pluto. So Pluto went direct on October 6th. So that would have been last week. So Pluto is the planet of power and destruction, of death and rebirth. And so the fact now that this planet has gone direct means that we're going to see a significant shift in change in the way we feel about our intention of doing things. Like kind of like that power, that momentum is going to come back to us, which is a good thing. And so remember, all of these signs, they all came together back in December in the sign of Capricorn. And so remember, Capricorns are, you know, they're powerhouses, right? They're the tough, they don't back down for anything. And they are all about change. They were all about making change happen. So look, we've got that. We need to make change, but oh, we don't have the energy to do it. That's why it's been feeling the way that it's been feeling. That's why everything, you know, in your relationship, probably in your careers, all of that, everything's been feeling kind of like a bit of Groundhog Day. So, you know, I wake up in the morning and there it is again. And on top of that, not having the boredom of it because we've been having to clean out our closets energetically. So there's been the upheaval. There's been the releasing of relationships, of friendships, of recognizing truths about ourselves. You name it. We've been going through it. So this week we have some exciting energy coming through. So we have Saturn is going direct on the 10th. So that would have been yesterday into the sign of Aquarius. So this is good news for us because this is Saturn's about restrictions, limitations, boundaries. And now that that's happening, we're going to have a lift. Now it goes direct. We're going to have a lift in that stuff. So that's kind of stuff that we've been working on. That's the, you know, the creating limitations for ourselves, making sure that we have boundaries or people pushing us to our boundaries so that we recognize we need boundaries. And the restrictions. So like all of the restrictions we put on ourselves so that we don't experience joy to the degree that we need to experience it. That's going to be lifting for us now. So that is good news. And then, of course, we have Jupiter that's coming direct on the 18th, which will be next week. And that's the planet's about growth and so expansion, healing, miracles, like all the magical, magical stuff. And it's going to be going direct in the sign of Aquarius as well. So that means that we are going to be having some high emotional experiences, but positive ones, like good ones, like stuff that you've been going, oh my God, why is this happening to me? We're going to see that shift for us. Things are going to start to shift in the better direction for us. And then, of course, we have Mercury going direct in the sign of Libra, which is okay. Libras, that energy tends to keep us a little bit indecisive about things, but sometimes that can help us, especially fire signs, when we need a little bit of pullback and no knee-jerk reactions. That's good for us. Of course, it happens on the 18th. So that will be like our saving grace, because then we can actually begin to speak our truths again. Because I don't know about you, but I purposely watch what I'm saying in the when Mercury goes into retrograde, because of course it's a sign of communication. But I find that there will be things that come up, especially with my husband, where I know that if I say it, it's just going to be received the wrong way. So I stifle it down. I don't let it out. I look on the calendar and remind myself that Mercury will go direct and I will be able to say things about how I feel about things, and it will be received in the way that I intend it to be received. So I'm sure that that's happened to all of you during this time, because of course that is the sign of communication. And so it's not just about, you know, it's about being heard as well, being felt like we've been heard. So that's going to shift up for us as well. That's going to be a big change. And then all the little bumps that people have been experiencing. So, you know, Mercury is famous for, you know, just things not going the way that you want them to go. So any kind of cars breaking down, computers not working, transactions kind of going not the right way, that happens in Mercury. That's that powerhouse of energy not going forward, right? Of that energy kind of getting chaotic and messed up. So just think about that, how that's kind of felt really since December. Like we had that slow build up to it. And then now, though, you know, for the month of October, we've been feeling that coming out of it, but it's kind of like coming out of our slumber, right? It's been coming out of almost feeling like coming out of the drama cycle. And now we need a little bit of downtime to have the rebirth, right? And I think we're seeing this reflecting in the Schumann. So the Schumann was off scale for like the past, I think it was like lots, like 3 days, 4 days. It was really low. It was like at a 6. Normal Schumann resonance is 7.8. So it was below its normal rate. And then it went off. It went on to a blackout. Nobody had any stats for it. Nobody had any numbers for it. We did not know what it was doing. And I know for me, I was feeling like a pile of shit. I was having the dull headaches. I was feeling really tired. I was having, my sleep was not great, like having a hard time falling asleep, that kind of stuff, body aches, all of that. And so when that stuff is going on, I know that there's a lot of shifting or changing happening behind the scenes. And then today we have it, they have it back on so we can see it. And it is at a 8, which is not much higher than it's normally low. So that's going to affect our energy as well. And pay attention to how you feel when the Schumann is low. I know that when I'm feeling really good about things and the Schumann goes high, it's like it gives me that energy that I need. It feels good. But if I'm not feeling good and the Schumann goes higher, it can make me feel like anxious or nervous or like irritated. So pay attention to that. And it can be the same thing for when it's low. So typically when it's low, I will feel low energy. Like I won't feel great. I'll feel like I need a little bit of that amp up, like sleepy time. But here's what we also have happening right now. So we had the KP index, which is the geomagnetic storm, the solar weather. We are in a KP of 2 right now, but we have a KP of 6 forecasted. And so we hit a KP of 6 yesterday. And I'm sure that you guys would have noticed this last night. Falling to sleep was difficult. For me, the vertigo dizziness was coming and going. The third eye zaps were coming and going all day yesterday. And that will happen when there's the solar flares. So you might notice that. Pay attention if you feel that with the solar flares. Often it'll affect us in our upper body and or in our joints too. So like in your knees, you might be feeling that. But it can feel like literally like electricity zapping through your body. I mean, we have electricity flowing through our body. Anyway, so the chi is electricity, but when the geostorms are high or the solar flares are happening, it literally feels like it's like hits our nervous system directly, like shots to the nervous system. So the next couple of days are going to be like that. You're going to want to take it easy on yourself. It's going to be hard, especially if you're an empath or sensitive. It's going to be hard to do the human stuff for the next little while until we kind of, it's almost like a clearing out. It's like the geostorm solar flares are going high because they're doing a clear out of energy, and the Schumann is kind of going low to support us a bit. And then I'm sure we're going to be seeing some spikes after the solar storms clear a little bit. So this week is going to be about taking some much needed rest and relaxation. It's really kind of going to be like we've just come out of psychic surgery, or we've had psychic surgeries. And so our human vehicles need a little bit of time to integrate to the changes that are coming through. Remember too, when all the planets are going, when they go direct, they do have that moment where they kind of like feel like they're in a standstill before changing their course, right? Before going in the other direction. And that's kind of how we are, where we are right now. It's going to be like that standstill. And they're saying me three. So 3 days, we're going to have 3 days of that where we really kind of need to honor that lull, just honor it. Even though you have that like inspiration coming behind you of things you want to do or things you want to get done or things that need your attention, just kind of put it on the back burner for the next 3 days. Give yourself that opportunity to, again, it's that like recuperation. Your body, mind, soul need to come back into alignment. That all needs to come back into balance. So honor the, you know, rest, really important. Soaking in the Himalayan salt baths. Better yet, if you're near the ocean, go to the ocean. That's where I would be if I could be there. Making sure that you're putting lots of fruits and vegetables into your body, but also honoring if you're craving, right? If you're having a craving, honor the craving right now. Just allow yourselves the comfort foods to be able to bring your body into feeling comfortable and balanced. Pull in the solfeggio frequencies, so the music, healing frequency. You can find those on YouTube. Just put in solfeggio frequencies and they'll bring you up some thousands of options, actually. And then don't forget to bring your crystals into it. So feel into, you know, crystals are not a one size fits all. So if you're feeling, you know, more emotional because, you know, all the signs are coming back into the sign through the sign of Aquarius, you might be feeling a little emotional about things and easily triggered that way. So maybe some rose quartz would be something that would be uplifting for you and supportive in that way. And maybe you might be feeling that you need a little bit of grounding, because I know that that's as a fire sign when we come through into the water signs. I know that I feel like I need a bit of grounding. So, you know, I'm going to go to like the tourmaline, the carnelian. And of course, my favorite go-to, the labradorite. I've been wearing that quite a bit lately because it helps when we have anything with like the head or the nervous system. So that is, and people always ask me where I get my crystals. And of course, I sell them online, but I don't have much time to do the shop, so I don't ever promote it. But I also love to shop on Etsy. So check out Etsy, because there are tons and tons of great sellers out there. And you can find sellers that are actually closer to you if that's important for you, or you could try sellers from around the world. But there's lots of options. Okay, so I'm going to end this with, they're saying peaceful, easy feeling. And I know that's an Eagles song. So maybe one of my collective guides now is like into music. That'd be cool. But it's, you guys get the message in that. So that's what we want to aim for. That's what we want to go for, is that peaceful, easy feeling. That's what we want to do. So we don't want to ruffle our feathers this week. Anybody that tries to ruffle our feathers, we're going to say to them, not right now. I'm taking a little bit of a time out. Go and see somebody else. They can go help you. I can't right now. Give yourself permission to kind of take that time for yourself to go in again. Yes, I know the in, right? But take that time to go in and be like, okay, I've come this far. I'm not giving up, even though I may feel like I want to. But I'm not going to, because I know now that I've got all of the power of the planets behind me. I know that everything's going to start working out. I know everything's going to start getting easier for me. Okay, guys, you have a magical week, and I will see you at our next get together, which I think is the 22nd. That's going to be our mediumship and our psychic reading. So that's fun. I hope you guys can. It's a Friday night. We'll have fun together on a Friday night. Make sure you check your email for your Zoom link. Of course, the links will also be in the Facebook group. So if you haven't done so yet, go into Facebook and join our group. Okay, everybody, have a magical week, and I will talk to you soon.